Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We did talk about the Christmas season, and with the Christmas season and with the toys that will be coming, there's a lot of dangerous toys out there, Steve.
Yeah.
A lot of
Are they dangerous or are people dumb? One kid doesn't move out of the way of a lawn dart and ruins it for all of us.
Well, let's discuss.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
The top 10 most dangerous recalled toys of all time. Sure, you might think my little operating room, complete with real, sharp scalpels and rib spreaders, was concerning. But what do you think of the Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab that was sold in the early 50s? For a mere $49.50, your kids get four samples of uranium-bearing ores. Those sound fun. A Geiger counter, the Gilbert Cloud Chamber, and more. Hey, Timmy, remember, don't feed any radiation pellets to Scruffy again. Now get out there and go split the atom, Junior.
They just sold one of those at auction.
Yes, they did.
He's not even kidding. That was a real thing.
They just sold one to some collector, and I'm like, where do you store it?
Not at home.
No.
So, first off, they do give us some toy dangers that you should watch out for. We'll see how many of these have these, but you need to watch out for sharp edges and sharp points. Loud noises. Toys that make high-pitched or blaring noises like cap guns could injure your child's hearing. No. Small toys with small parts. Obviously, there's the choking hazard. Shooting objects or flying toys.
Yeah.
Electric toys. Because you could, you know, electrocute yourself or your kids. Cords and strings. Be careful. So those are the dangerous things you need to be careful for. The most dangerous recalled toys of all time. Bottom of the list. Clackers. Anybody remember clackers?
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about them last week.
Yes, we were. A multitude of other names. They consist of two glass-like acrylic balls, each about the size of a plum, which swing on either side of a string. The idea was to tug on the middle of the string until the balls swing faster and faster, smacking each other above and below until your hand, until the motion formed a stunning arc. However, being made of glass, the balls were heavy, leading to numerous reports of injury when they hit children's faces.
I had those growing up, and I hit myself in the face a couple times, and so you got better at it.
Right.
It's like nunchucks. Every kid who does it the first time, it's like, you're going
to
cry for it.
Did that thing with your buddy where you put your hand in real quick and try to pull it out and just smacked you.
Because we were stupid when we were kids. But pain is the best teacher.
It really, really is.
The Chicken Limbo Party Game.
What?
Is a Milton Bradley thing. The Chicken Limbo Party Game lacked sturdy support poles. Therefore, the slightest touch, the entire apparatus could shake and collapse on participating children. After 46 reports of the game's collapsing and causing subsequent injuries such as bumps, bruises, welts, chipped teeth, and one fractured foot, Milton Bradley recalled 461,000 of those units.
Okay.
That's just crazy.
Did anybody back in 1978 have the Battlestar Galactica Missile Launcher?
I did not, but no. I knew a kid who did.
That was a Mattel toy.
Did he die?
He's dead now, Ted, yes.
That toy got him.
A child reportedly died after choking on one of the missile launchers.
Okay, that's not what I was thinking.
I mean, yeah. I guess any small toy. I mean, I guess are Legos going to end up on the list? Because you could easily choke on a Lego.
They could.
No
kidding. I mean, that's the thing. Like, and Legos have been around for 8 million years. The size and shape never changes. Any kid can stick it in their mouth. You're a bad man, Mike.
Snack time, cabbage patch doll.
Snack time?
Yeah. They had automated jaws that would chew whatever was placed in their mouth.
Uh-oh.
The doll didn't stop chewing was the problem after 35 fingers were injured.
Oh,
oh no.
And three penises. I mean...
Oh, my word. Oh, yeah, my finger hurts.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what it is.
Oh, jeez.
Why
the most
is there
dangerous...
blood in your underwear, Billy?
These are.
I don't want to talk about it.
God, no wonder.
It would chew anything.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Oh, my God.
In retrospect, why did the doll need to have a snack?
Right. Why? You know what? I thought about this. Why are we so jazzed? And this goes all the way back to the days of Chuck Berry because he put it in the song. Why are we so jazzed about a doll that crapped itself?
Oh, like Baby Alive?
Yes.
It was a hot item.
Mom and peas. Like, what the hell?
And pooped.
Right.
And I was like, that was their big sales pitch. Like, starting November, I'm a little kid, and all the girls in my school wanted one. Like, have you seen the new Baby Alive? I'm like, the one that soils itself.
Right.
And you want that.
My sister had dolls that cried.
Oh, my God.
And they screamed,
yeah,
dude.
My sister had one, too.
Like, and after a while, the mechanism inside of it was busted. So we couldn't get it to stop.
Oh.
You know, you're supposed to give it, like, a bottle or something like that, and it wouldn't stop. So we would end up, as kids, just, like, hauling off, grabbing this little doll by the foot and just smacking it on the table saying, to get it to shut up.
To get it to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, future of parenting right there. That's a good message. Dude.
You ever gotten one of those cards that sings or plays a song?
Yes.
Jesus, man. It was in my trash can. I woke up in the middle of the night. I'm like, what in the F? And it's, like, still going on. Like, right, and same thing. I smashed it, and it was just like,
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Most dangerous for cult toys.
A demon or a drunk idiot.
Yeah, no kidding. There's a dude who has a Frozen Let It Go tree ornament that he bought like when the movie came out, and it still works. But every year he hits the button to show just how distorted it gets, and it's bad.
I'll do.
Let it go.
I went through this old file I've got of all my kids' old cards, artwork, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And my daughter gave me a Christmas card one year. And I was like, oh, what is this? And I opened up, that damn thing started playing whatever song.
It's still playing?
Yeah. I mean, she gave it to me when, like, she was 5 or 6.
And it's still just
cards
healthy
like 20
and all
years
good.
Old. I opened it up, just started banging Merry Christmas or whatever.
Dang.
I was like, wow, okay.
Most dangerous recalled toys of all time. Anybody remember the jarts?
Yeah, man.
The lawn darts. Yeah, 6,700 injuries and 4 deaths.
Move. I mean, my God, man. Out of the way.
I don't mean to be insensitive. How do they cause death? They're darts. Absolutely, I get how they're hurting.
They're big.
And they were metal tips. Like they weren't sharp. It was around the tip.
Oh, so if that thing hits you on the head, you're screwed.
Yeah, you throw. And if you don't move and that thing hits it, like nothing good is going to happen. So what we did was move.
I've seen dogs almost get hit with them.
Oh, yeah. Dogs are kind of
the dog's not playing the game.
He's trying to chase it.
Right, he doesn't even know to look up. He's just like running around. It's like, well, that dart's coming down.
Easy Bake Oven. Anybody remember that?
It was a 5-watt bulb.
So it had a clear defect. The front-loading oven would trap tiny hands that were reaching inside of it, inflicting some 77 second and third degree burns to children's hands and fingers.
Well, that makes sense because most of the people that used it had tiny hands because they're children.
And also, most of the people that use ovens are adults.
Sky Dancers.
I
don't remember those.
They were Barbie-inspired 9-inch hard plastic dolls that were designed to fly but lacked reliable controls, thus launching with incredible speed and unpredictable directions. If it's the one that I think it is, it had a handheld piece that you gripped. The Sky Dancer was this almost like you'll see inside of a jewelry box, like those old ballerina dancers, right?
Oh,
but
you
it
launch
had
it?
Big old wings on the doggone
thing.
And so you rip the cord on this thing, those wings would extend out, and it would just helicopter up and wherever it went.
Yeah,
we absolutely launched it into each other. It was funny. Fisher-Price Power Wheels motorcycle, specifically the motorcycle. Certain models, the accelerator jammed and became stuck, leading to crashes and accidents and inflicted injuries such as laceration, sprains, and broken bones.
Hey, your kid went from kid to evil Knievel.
I can't stop it, Dad.
Mini hammocks from Easy Sales.
Mini hammocks?
After 12 confirmed fatalities by asphyxiation.
Jesus.
And numerous reports of near-death entrapments, these nylon mini hammocks came to be known as death cocoons.
Jesus.
Lovely.
But they just rebranded it, death cocoons.
And then the number one most dangerous recalled toy of all time, anybody remember? Aqua Dots.
Yeah, what were they? I know the name, but I'm...
Small, colorful beads that were part of a multi-dimensional design craft kit.
Didn't they, like, get bigger or something when you put them in water?
The chemical compound of these beads included the then unknown, oh, my God, the date rape drug inside of it.
Jesus Christ.
It had GHB in it?
It had GHB. Children who licked and ingested Aquadots were subject to respiratory depression, seizures, and often became comatose.
Wow.
One child was reportedly hospitalized for 5 days after swallowing an Aquadot.
Hmm. Oh, my God.
Why did they put GHB inside of a toy?
It'll be funny.
I mean, I guess maybe that's what makes them expand or something like
right?
that. Just not thinking.
Good Lord, man.
You know, about the actual effects of a child ingesting it.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's awful.
Buy your toys now.